Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You got to tell this story. You had a high school game?
Yeah.
I love this as a topic because everybody has witnessed this. Maybe not this particular instance, but something exactly like this.
So I'm
the subtle cheat.
I'm at a soccer game last night. And I'm noticing that, you know, soccer games, they must have close to 50 or 100 throw-ins every game, right? Ball goes out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
Player picks the ball up to throw it back in. You continue to play.
Yep.
But I keep noticing that one player in particular was taking advantage of where the ball would go out.
So it goes out.
Because it's played on a football field. So if the ball goes out at the 20-yard line.
Okay.
And the ball is being thrown in the direction towards midfield, let's say. Okay.
So you're throwing it in the 20.
Yeah. Ball goes out the 20, and you're trying to throw it up to somebody who's at like the 35.
Yep.
This person would get the ball, pick it up out of bounds, and not throw it from the 20. Would take advantage, walk all the way up to like the 30-yard line, and then throw it in. Because there's only one referee and there's like one linesman on the opposite side. And this went on for the first five or six throw-ins that I saw. This person got away with 10 yards at least on every one of the throws until the last one. And all they did was say, oh, no, you're about 10 yards too far. You got to go back a bit. And they say, oh, I'm sorry.
There are great subtle cheats in sports. That is one of them.
And I just couldn't help but laugh. And then somebody else on the other side had to throw the ball in, and they shorted themselves by 5 yards.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty funny.
Is it cheating? It's taking advantage of some things. It's subtle.
It's a subtle cheat. Well, and here's the thing about it. I'll give you another example of a subtle cheat that I've seen in sports. The ball marking in golf. Somebody's got a 3-foot putt. They go to mark their ball. They put a coin down in front of the ball, pick the ball up, then set it down in front of the coin.
So they marked the ball. You're supposed to mark it behind the ball, and they marked it in front, and then put the ball, when they went to put it down after they marked it, they put it back in front again. So they've gained several inches.
It's a subtle cheat in sports.
It's subtle.
Yep. But what are some examples of the subtle cheats in sports that you have seen? It's not overt. It's not pine tar or steroids or emery board. But you know it's against the rules, but you can get away with it.
Right, you get caught with an emery board, you're kicked out of the game.
Right.
You get caught with pine tar too far up on the bat, and you get kicked out of the game.
That's maybe a bad example, because I'm not so sure it really helps.
Well, I'm just saying, let's say the emery board thing, or with a substance on your hand, you get ejected from the game.
Yep.
In this case, it was an infraction, but they simply said, just you went too far, just step back a little bit.
Right.
So it's like, oh, I'm sorry. I liken it to a catcher framing a pitch. Ball is clearly out of the strike zone, but you catch it and you bring it back into the strike zone, like hoping that nobody sees that you had to reach over to do it, and the umpire calls it a strike.
I tell you what's so great is watching my 10-year-old's baseball team when a pitch is way out of the strike zone and the 10-year-old catcher tries to frame it. Like, it's up near the batter's head and he catches it and moves it down.
That's fun.
It's absolute. We have one kid on his team that is just absolutely way over the top every time, and we're like, hey, don't get carried away.
Some pitches you can try to frame. Some pitches
just let it go, man.
Yes,
the ump might frown on that. 248-539-9797. The subtle sports cheat.
Subtle cheat.
Yep. I'm trying to think if there's anything that happens in our hockey games. And probably I'm probably thinking the only thing is I know that we have had plays blown dead for this in the past when you pull a goalie and you're not supposed to have the sixth attacker enter the ice until the goalie is completely off the ice.
Sure.
And everybody knows it, but you jump the boards anyway. Oh, here I got one. So in our league, this is only going to apply to adult league hockey, right? It's a running clock, which is pretty typical.
Yeah.
Penalties are 3 minutes long. In our league, if you are killing a penalty, you are not, and the play stops, you are not allowed to change lines unless the team that has the power play changes lines. So one of the strategies is to only change on the fly when you have the power play. So they can't get guys off the ice for fresh penalty killers. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. The subtle cheat is when you're killing a penalty and the whistle blows, you change intentionally and they blow the whistle. So you can't do it. You can't do it. But in the meantime, you kill about 20, 30 seconds acting all confused. What? Oh, I thought they changed. Oh, who was on the ice? All right, I'll get, like, you're killing the penalty time pretending you don't know the rule is a subtle cheat.
In swimming, I remember watching relay events and people, swimmers that would jump in the water before the person had touched the wall.
Yeah.
Now, if you get busted doing that, you get disqualified. And same thing on turns for backstroke. It used to be a different rules on how you could do a flip turn and a backstroke. But now they've changed the rules since then. But back then, people would be they'd really walk the fine line on what was legal, what wasn't. But those are things that get you kicked out. These are things you can get away with.
Things you can get away with. And by the way, when you do them, it's not that big a deal when you get caught. Yeah. I mean, the golf thing would get you in big trouble. In a real tournament with your buddies.
With your buddies, yeah.
Let's go to Asher in Pontiac. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Asher.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I told my kid in Little League, you know how everyone walks and no one has any control. My son was pretty accurate, but he didn't have a real strong arm. That was a bit of a long throw for him. So I taught him how to put the wrong foot on the rubber. So when he pitched, he actually took a full step forward and then pushed off away from the rubber. And no one caught it until just about the last game of the season. And he used to get the ball up to the plate, and they hit it, and then once they caught it, you know, he wasn't any good anymore.
So wait a sec. Let me think about this. I'm having problems.
Okay.
He would a right-handed pitcher?
He's a right-handed pitcher, yeah.
So he would have his left foot on the rubber?
His left foot would be on the rubber. Then he'd take a step forward, then he'd take another, and then he'd throw, and no one caught it. So he was actually shortening up from where he was pitching.
I mean, it's hard for me to completely imagine this without it. It sounds to me, Asher, like it would look really obvious that he was just stepping forward off the mound to throw the ball.
You would think, but he was pretty smooth about it. You would think. Well, he's in his 40s now, so it's been a while.
I'm trying to picture this, Asher. So his right foot is behind the rubber?
No.
Yes, his right foot's behind the rubber, and his left foot is on the rubber. And then he go to pitch, and he would take a step.
I just tried to do it in the studio. I stood up and tried. I don't know how he got away with that. I'm not even sure how he did it. But you're basically saying your kid took a step towards home and then would throw.
And then threw. Yeah, and he's pretty accurate. It actually made the game a lot better, you know, so I didn't have any problem cheating. You know, they still hit the hell out of him.
The game's great when a pitcher's pitching from 58 feet.
Let's go to Nick in Canton. You're next. Hi, Nick. Oh, that doesn't sound promising.
You all right there, Nick?
Nick? Did Nick just put us on hold?
Either that or he's got to put another quarter in there.
Yeah. Or he's calling from, he ran out of time from the cell.
You all right there, Canton?
Let's try another one. Tony on a cell. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Tony.
Hi, guys. What about the curvature of the stick on hockey? You know, a lot of times late in the third period or in overtime, they'll actually change their stick because they've been playing with an illegal stick. And I got another one.
Go ahead. All right.
Okay, the other one is the same concept, but in lacrosse, the pouch, you know, the cradle might be too deep. So sometimes they'll use a different, you know, stick and change their netting on their stick in lacrosse again in the third period or not the third period, but in the late in the game or in overtime.
So you're talking about in and look, I've seen the stick get challenged in overtime in hockey. You're saying they play the entire game with an illegal stick, but when they go to overtime, in case they score the game winner, they get rid of it.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I mean, they used to talk about that when they were, you know, the play-by-play announcer would say, he would even call out the equipment manager and say, oh, they're switching sticks now, like Brett Hall. I think I remember it with Brett Hall. You know, oh, they're changing Brett Hall's stick or John Shabbat. I think if you remember him, John Shabbat had a crazy twist. And, oh, he's changing sticks now because it's getting toward the end of the game, you know.
They don't want their stick challenge to take away a game winner.
My favorite of all time happened, I think it was last summer it happened. Ken, correct me if I'm wrong, was it Daniel Cormier, the UFC fighter? And he has to weigh in, and you've got to weigh in, and I think he was fighting at 205. So he's got to weigh in at 205, and he had a hard weight cut, and he wasn't going to get there. So it's one of those things where, hey, I'm going to get naked and step on a scale. So they get the towel out.
Yeah.
Put the towel in front of him so nobody can see it, and he steps on the scale, and then he grabs the towel because he's pushing up on the towel so that he doesn't weigh as much. And
oh, it helps. Every ounce helps. And he made it. And that's a great call, Gator. That is such a subtle cheat. Like, oh, I just want to see the number on the scale. Like, you're looking over it, but really you're just trying to lose those extra couple ounces.
Do you know Chris Long, a defensive lineman for the Philadelphia Eagles? Yeah. He played with the Patriots.
I was kid.
Yeah. He told a story at the combine when he was doing the vertical jump that he put gloves on for the jump, and he put tissue paper in the fingertips.
Brilliant. And get an extra inch.
So he jumped up, he touched it. They're like, hey, we need to see those gloves. And they took the gloves from him and caught him.
Why would they let him wear gloves in the first place?
That's
right?
So awesome.
I usually do the 40 with these mittens, if you don't mind, these oven mittens. I mean, you guys, anyone mind? No? No objections? All right.
The subtle cheat in sports. Gator was at a soccer game last night, a high school soccer game, and he witnessed a kid repeatedly go for throw-ins, throw it in about 10 yards further up the field than the ball went out of bounds.
It was awesome.
This one of the great subtle cheats in sports.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.